For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from the survivors of South Carolina's Thousand Year Flood. When Harriet Mealing returned to her trailer home in Columbia after last year's historic flood, it was in terrible shape. Holes had formed in the floor, the roof leaked, and it even caved in places. Mold and mildew had ruined her belongings and crept into every corner of the place that had been her home for 15 years. Harriet sought help from every organization she could find, but when she spoke to South Carolina Public Radio in the spring, she had still received very little assistance. She was interviewed in her home, which was still severely damaged, patched over with plywood. Even so, she was optimistic that help was coming soon.
The bridges caved in, so I was out of my trailer for like 3 months. And when I came back, that's when I realized the ceiling and stuff was falling in, and I have a room full of mold and mildew. And the smell is still in here, so it was all over my clothes, my shoes, and my closet. It just started accumulating all over. I think the living room about the only one that really didn't get too much damage to it. So I like been throwing away all my stuff. My clothes, my shoes. I throw away my dresser. Everything was mildew, mold. I had to throw away my good clothes, which kind of hurt me. But all my shoes was mildew and mold was all over it. So I had to throw away all my clothes and my shoes and my bed. I had to throw away nice mattresses. And living with holes in your house, snakes are out, mold and mildew, that is very uncomfortable living. Breathing problems, it is unsanitized, unsafe to me. And nobody has came completely through. They have called. They said I'm on a long waiting list. There are several people in front of me. We'll get back with you in a couple months, 6 months. But nobody has really reached out and helped me. A home, I would have got help instantly because everybody that called me, they helped it with people with houses, but they didn't help with people with trailers. They said trailer was harder to work on than houses, and most of the people that they sent out do houses and not trailers. That was my biggest problem. I have been struggling a little bit, but I bought some plywood, tried to get to help along the way because it's been a long time somebody came out to help me, so I kind of been trying to patch it up myself, but it's not working. I'm not living like I want to live, but I will. I feel like God will work it out. I will. We'll get back to where I want to be. I'm still going to continue to ask for help. I believe that help is out there. With all these people that got flooded in, there got to be help in South Carolina. So I won't give up. It would make me happy just to have my own, get a nice place to live and not worry about it's leaking, is it going to rain today, and is I got to do this and do that to make sure everything's safe. But I just want to be happy. I'm a strong survivor, so I'll make it.
That was Harriet Mealing, who struggled to find the help she needed after her trailer home in Columbia was flooded in 2015. Now, over a year after the flood, Harriet finally has plans to move into a house next month, but she's still struggling to afford appliances to furnish the house before making her move. Harriet's story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of last October's flood. This interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.